The dunes are so big, up to 100 metres in fact, that they're permanent structures. The wind can do little to alter their size and shape. And, like the cave yesterday, they contain some secrets. Long after Homo sapiens first introduced shellfish to their diet, this plentiful coast became the preserve of southern Africa's true indigenous population, known as the San. For at least 10,000 years, they enjoyed an uninterrupted existence here, free from other tribes and races. And they left behind piles and piles of evidence of their day-to-day activities.
So it's a cairn of shells, yeah. Really?
Yes.
Little mountain of shells.
Ah.
Loads of them, thousands and thousands.
That is the Medan.
A Medan?
Yes. Where the sands was collect the shells on the sea and come here.
The sand people?
Sand people, yes. And collect them here and prepare to make some food, just like a kitchen today.
You see, I've been here a couple of times before into these dunes, and I thought that the sea had brought these shells over years and years, but it was the sand people.
Yes, that is the sand people.
Today, Willy can thank the San for the wonderful click sounds of his language, a feature that Xhosa and several other South African languages acquired from their San predecessors.
And what about all the little stones around here?
Yeah, that is the tools what they use on those days.
These are tools?
Yes.
And they're just lying here?
Yeah.
In the dunes, they're thousands and thousands of years old?
Yes.
Sharp.
Yeah,
okay. Sharp.
How many people, I wonder, must pass by a beachside midden without even a glance? Willy has helped bring this coast to life for me. And there's simply no way that without him, I'd be on the lookout for a certain type of footprint.
Here is the spoor of the leopard.
The leopard?
Mm.
This is?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm.
You're joking?
No, I'm not joking.